Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and this is Chauncey broadcasting from the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame in Springfield, Missouri, at the Wonders of Wildlife Museum. And, you know, everybody else is at the Mandolin Bay except Mario and me. Mario working aboard, keeping me straight today. And here I am in the middle of Missouri. Okay, that's fine. We're having a great time anyway. But listen, remember to tell all your friends to listen to ESPN Chicago, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You could either do it on the website at ESPN Chicago, or you could do it through my website at Chauncey's Great Outdoors and click on the word podcast and tell your friends to listen to us and have some fun. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. And remember to like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We got a jam-packed show with a lot of things going on, but first thing I want to say is thank you to everyone who helped us out at the Ronald McDonald House Charity Sporting Clay event last weekend, Friday and Saturday. We raised in the 2 days, with the help of a great group of people, $338,432 and a couple of pennies. That's a lot of money to raise, and it's a year-round work, but the people that work with this committee are so good. And just remember, that helps keep all those Ronald McDonald houses open for when you need to be close to your family. And just so you know, the Ronald McDonald Corporation does not give any money to the Ronald McDonald houses. That's all run by volunteers and the franchise owners and people like that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, there's so much I got to get done. Big news. On October 11th, I will be at Darvin Furniture and Mattress Store at 154th LaGrange Road in Orland Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I'm going to be helping them introduce their new Field & Stream selection of furniture. And they got their big holiday sale going on. But besides being there, talking the outdoors, talking fishing, you know, shaking hands, having some fun, we are going to be having a drawing for two people to go out on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters and me on a spring salmon trip. I love this. This is going to be so much fun. But you have to come in, fill out the entry form, and then, you know, do that. But we're going to have the drawing afterwards. But this is going to be so much fun. Like I said, Darvin Furniture, 154th and LaGrange Road. October 11th is when we're going to be there. And you're going to want to check out that Field & Stream selection of furniture, because I sat in a couple of chairs and, oh my gosh, it felt so good. So remember that. Let's make sure we're there. On this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we have, first of all, Captain Tony sitting on either the dock, the boat, or I don't know where he's sitting, but we'll have him talking about, he's been doing some lake trout fishing deep water. And we're talking 200 plus feet of water. So he's doing real well. Then we have Christy Heck and Jessica Joyce from the McHenry County Health Department to talk about tick diseases. I know I've been hounded on it, but let me tell you, more and more people I know are saying, you know, ticks, ticks, ticks from their backyard, out in the field, wherever. But it's really something you have to be worried about and make sure you check for them, but learn more about them. And then we have the gentleman who is going to be going to church for the next 300 years, Jeff Van Remortel. He's a fishing guide for the Green Bay area, northern Wisconsin, Lake Michigan. Beginning of the summer, he caught a 56-inch long, 26-inch girth, which broke the record for the state of Wisconsin for the catch and release. Boy, let me tell you, they took photos. They had it on the bump board. They did this. And that fish swam away healthy as always. Just all you have to do is go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you'll see his photo in my section there, because it's just a magnificent, beautiful fish. And the really important thing, it was a stocked fish, because they clip one of the fins when they stock it. And you can see that it was a stocked fish maybe, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. It could be that old of a fish. But on top of all that, you know what? That's right. Mario just said, hey, what's his name? Tony. Captain Tony is waiting for us, sitting on the dock. Let's hear it from Captain Tony.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Well, I found him sitting on the dock. Where? Right next to the boat that says Diamond Ghost Charters. Captain Tony, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. Yeah, we're sitting here on the dock, just waiting every day. You know how that goes.
Oh, God, yeah. And, man, it's big Lakers time right now, isn't it yet?
Oh, yeah, we're pounding the Lakers, you know. They're nice, big. You know, you get everything all the way up to 20 pounds, you know, 21, 22s out there. Some smaller ones, too. You know, it's a mixed bag for the size of the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, great for smoking, great for deep frying, you know. People like the eggs in them. You know, I get a bunch of groups that want, you know, the lake trout caviar, and they love lake trout. There's people who love lake trout, and that's who I'm booking right now.
You know, someday I'll learn how to make caviar out of lake trout and, you know, steelhead and all that stuff. I just haven't quite found out the way how to do it yet. I guess I got to do some research.
I'm not sure. Some people say soak it in vodka. I don't know. I think that's what they do when they cure them to use them for spawn sacks. I know a lot of people take eggs when during my whole season. You know, they keep them and they cure them in borax. And someone said cure them in vodka and borax. I'm like, well, okay, you know. And you know, they make spawn sacks out of them because they go for steelhead or kings when coming in the harbors and in the streams.
Exactly. Once again, lake trout, they're really, it's a good long day, not a long day, but I mean, it's a full day trip because you're running out to the deep, I call it blue water fishing. You know, you're going out there.
Yeah, we're running 11 miles one way to the South Reef, fishing out from 160 out to 220 out there. It's a long run, you know, you need a, you know, definitely a 8-hour reef package just to run there to have enough time to catch your fish, catch your trout, take some pictures, cruise back, clean the fish.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, it's a great trip.
When you fish in lake trout, you're fishing literally, you could be fishing up to 190 feet of water, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. We're fishing off the bottom for them. I'm running two riggers. I'm suspending a 1-pound ball on a wire. You know, they're all working. You don't need much for lake trout. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing else around right now. You know, so that's where we all are. We're lake trout fishing.
Okay. And they get a little active. Now you're going to be in the water for a couple more weeks yet, which is good. And
yeah. I think I'm in the water till I'm fishing up until October 8th, maybe October 9th will be my last day.
Okay.
So I do have some weekdays. I have one weekend available, I believe.
All right. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you to get that weekend, what's the best way for them to do it?
Just call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If you can't get a hold of me, if I'm offshore, just leave a message. I'll get back to you.
Right. And then always check out diamondghostcharters.com because you've got recipes, you got photos, you got everything on there, right?
Yeah, I got everything you need. I'm actually running that reef, a special on the reef packages. I knocked off $50 weekday and weekend package for them, you know. They're on my website. All you have to do is go to the rates page and you'll see that, you know, good rates. You can't beat them.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost, Tony?
Sitting on the dock of the bay. I always got to change it up for you.
I know you do. Every time I do that, I go, oh, now what's he going to throw at me here?
Yeah, be safe out there. Watch the weather. We've been getting some winds here and there. It was cranking during the middle of the week. It was pretty white out there. I seen one guy go out and he turned around, came back in. Watch that weather. Be safe.
Oh, yeah. You know? Take care, Tony.
All right, bye.
All right. Everybody, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever, with 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year. Each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Chauncey here for Waterworks. Grab your gear and life jackets and come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, who want to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering till September 28th up to $6,000 rebate on certain in-stock 2025 Lund boats powered by a Mercury outboard, and up to $2,500 on certain in-stock low boats powered by a Mercury outboard, all waiting for your fall adventures to begin. So if you want to save some cash and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest, and let's not forget those fall color rides, come into Waterworks for that in-stock 2025 Lund or low boat rebate powered by your Mercury outboard, and enjoy a fun certified boat from Waterworks and save a ton of cash. Call them at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Now take down your fishing pole.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we called in the big guns. The McHenry County Public Health Department, I think. Is that what it's called, Jessica?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have Jessica and Jessica, I forgot your last name, but we also have Christy Heck on the phone with us. Jessica, what's your last name?
Joyce,
I apologize. Now, thanks for coming on the program, and I'm a little bit on the bandwagon here about ticks, because I'm seeing more and more of them. I'm hearing more and more about it, and you know, I don't know what to call it. They ain't going to go away unless we get, you know, a winter where it's 30 below zero for 2 months, right? Jessica, yes. Is that right?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
And what are your titles, by the way? Jessica, what's your title?
I am a public health nurse.
Okay, and Christy, what is your title?
I'm a field staff supervisor with Environmental Health Division. Boy, you must have a big business card. You must have a across the bottom of your business card. Well, Christy, you're, afield supervisor. I mean, they're just getting more and more, aren't they, these ticks that we have all about us?
Well, ticks have been in Illinois. I think folks are getting more aware of them as the message is more constant. Now, we associate ticks being most active probably around springtime, so around March and April, if the temperatures, like you said, are above 35 degrees all the way even through November. And we've had some milder winter temperatures the last couple years, too, and then those deer ticks or the black-legged ticks are pretty prolific even during our hunting seasons.
Well, yeah, I mean, I made the joke, I was talking with you, too, before we started recording. I've gotten two ticks on me, and I spend a lot of time outdoors. Probably more than some people like me to be outdoors. But it seems like every time I go in my backyards, and I live in the near suburbs of Chicago, I get ticks from my backyard. And I'm like, so it's not just you have to be fishing or hunting or bird watching or riding your bike or anything. You can get them pretty much anywhere, right?
That's correct. Yes. They've been migrating on different, probably on small mammals, birds, people.
Mm-hmm.
And with the travel that we do, and that's another reason we're seeing them migrate around and seeing the different types of species.
Yeah. Now, Jessica, ticks can't fly. We all know that. Thank God. But, I mean, they just kind of, especially, high grass, high bush, bushes, and they just kind of hang there.
Yep.
And wait for you to walk by and brush against them, and they go, oh, here's our Uber,
yep.
Jump on you, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, so this is, how do I, stop from getting these ticks all over me? I shouldn't say all over me. They just seem to go into places that they shouldn't be. And that you can't figure out how they get there. But, I mean, what should I be doing? I mean, I'm a guy who wears shorts from, the first time it hit 60 degrees until the first time snow blows. But I'm from
You don't like the long pants.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm from Chicago. You can tell somebody's from Chicago. They got a T-shirt and shirt on in November,
Yeah.
But, what should I be doing, Jessica? For my health, to not get them.
Definitely, you definitely want to be protecting yourself and wearing the right proper clothing and making sure that you're also...
So there's several things people can do. If you don't want to wear the long pants, we understand that, but it is suggested, long pants and sleeves, maybe like a lighter colored clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can see the ticks easier on you. And if you're walking any trails to get to, your hunting grounds or whatnot, or just being active, going camping, et cetera, avoid leaf litter piles, walk in the center of the trails, because like you said, those ticks are going to be questing for their prey.
Mm-hmm.
In all kinds of areas. And you want to use an EPA-registered repellent. DEET and permethrin seem to be
better ones.
Proven methods to be a good repellent. Yeah. Use them per the label instructions as always.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, if there's other repellents that residents are interested in, they should go to the US EPA's website called Find the Repellent That Is Right for You, and there they can research different types of repellents. And their pests that it's effective against.
What was that site again? I've never heard of this site. What was that site?
Sure. Find the repellent that is right for you.
Find the repellent that's right for you. I'm going there after this interview because that intrigues me. Now, I've heard that, I remember using DEET for everything, growing up. Permethrin. I had to stop and slowly say that word. Mm-hmm. Permethrin is a spray. And that one, You do not spray it on your physical self. You spray your clothing, your socks, and your boots, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, permethrin treat clothing.
Yeah, and I mean, because it's just not really all those nasty stories you heard about DEET. That's probably true with permethrin if you spray it on yourself,
right.
You know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, a couple of my friends, they go on trips to Quetico, the canoe area, and every night they would have tick parties, just, you know, looking over each other. And because, and, you know, the guys who, one guy sprayed his clothing with permethrin, and they found maybe one a day on him. All the other guys, they were picking ticks off, multiples. So, I mean, when he told me that, I said, no, you know, that's one of the best things you could tell somebody, you know, as a recommendation. You had one, everybody else had 20 apiece.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also good because it'll last a number of washings and weeks and stuff like that to do that. But you said long pants. I said, do I have to, Christy, tape the bottom of my pants so that the critters don't come up it?
You could tuck them into your socks or do a tape if you desired.
Oh, okay. All right, because I was just kind of curious. I said, you know, they seem to crawl in everywhere. You know, that's what drives me nuts, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, Jessica, let me ask you this question. How do you know if you got a tick bite?
Well, I mean, a lot of people might be able to see that sometimes the tick might still be on the person. And so with that, you always want to make sure that you take the tick out, if you're going to be taking it out yourself, that you're taking it out the appropriate way. Otherwise, some people will go to call their doctor and maybe have their doctor remove the tick. But a lot of the times people will have some kind of a bite. They're not sure if it's a tick bite or a mosquito bite or maybe even a spider bite. But then in the coming weeks, they sometimes symptoms might develop, whether it be like a rash or a red spot or a mark, and that will alert a person to either call their doctor or at least start doing some over-the-counter treatments themselves if they're not suspecting a tick.
Yeah, and you could have a tick on you. And as a matter of fact, about a year plus ago, I went to the doctor after I was up in the woods of Michigan for just a couple of days, and you know, he's doing a physical over me, and he says, so when were you in the woods? I go, how'd you know I was in the woods? He says, give me your phone. I'll give him my phone. He says, you know, open it up, goes the photo, puts it behind me, takes a picture, says, here, that's what a tick looks like on the middle of your back. And I go, what? I never knew it. I didn't feel it. I'd taken two showers. I mean, it was like, it just kind of, they hold on to him. And he did something that he got it off, you know, I don't know what he did back there. But, you know, I also heard that sometimes you don't get a rash, you won't get, but you can feel like a flu symptoms, achy, stiff, things like that.
Correct, yeah. Actually, about, you know, a lot of the times, about 70% of the times, we might come down with, we might have some kind of a rash. Whether a lot of the times it might be around the bite site, but if you do have a rash, you know, there's only about 20 to 40% of people will have a classic like bullseye to give them that clue, like we have to go to the doctor, this might be Lyme disease or something like that. But yeah, no, more times too, a lot of people will only have like flu-like symptoms. Probably one of the more common symptoms is going to be more fatigue and maybe a fever, and that potentially could come about 1 to 2 weeks after the tick bite.
After the tick bite. Yeah, and I've also heard that sometimes your legs will just become stiffer and stiffer and not want to work, which doesn't make, you know, if you're mobile, that doesn't make any sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's always a good, thing to reach out to your doctor if something that normally, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't have pain or normally functions well, if there's something going on that's not normal. So yeah. It's always good practice to reach out to your doctor.
Yeah. Jessica, what do they give the person if they get bit by a tick, what kind of, I mean, drugs or what do they, you know, give them? I mean, you know, I'd like to take bourbon, but that's not going to help. You know.
A lot of the times, early treatment is preferred, and so it's usually just a round of antibiotic, whether that be anywhere from 7 to 21 days of an antibiotic. And but if you know, with tick-borne illnesses, for the most part, it's going to be just an antibiotic. And a lot of times, the doctors will want to treat you right away, and will treat you with that before they do lab tests and before those results are in.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he put me on antibiotics for, I don't think it was like 10 days. He says, take these. I go, why? He says, just take them and shut up. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and stuff like that. Okay, well, Christy, back to you. You mentioned the long pants and being in the field. I mean, it's... I'm trying to tell people that, you know, I mentioned it once that, you know, it seems like I get ticks on them in my backyard gardening. But, you know, but people really have to be aware of them coming anywhere almost. Is that true?
Right. Anytime you're enjoying the outside with the hunting, fishing, gardening, walking and hiking, like I said, they're expected to be in Illinois. They're expected to be... in our backyards. They're expected to be in the wooded areas and the tall grasses. They're very good predators, and it's not a means of being, you know, afraid of them or anything. It's just we want to be able to enjoy the outside and just doing some basic preventive methods to try to minimize and avoid those bites where we can. When it comes to removal, we also want to make sure that we're not using some old, I would say, like old remedy techniques. Like you don't want to use a lighter or a nail polish remover to try to get a tick out if one's attached to you, because those techniques tend to stress the tick out more, where it will burrow deeper. It could actually vomit and secrete more pathogens into the bite area, and that increases that risk of infection. Mm-hmm. So instead, when you guys are outside, maybe remember to pack a set of tweezers or buy a simple tick removal tool. Get as close to the skin and tick head as you can and just pull the tick straight out with firm, steady pressure.
Jessica and Christy, I want to thank you much, both of you from the McHenry County Public Health Department, for talking to us today about ticks and what we got, what we should or shouldn't do, and everything else. And, you know, don't be surprised if I call you in the future and say, I'm confused. Okay? Because I get really confused a lot.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, that's anytime. What we're here for.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on today's program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Chauncey here for Waterworks. Grab your gear and life jackets and come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, who want to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering till September 28th up to $6,000 rebate on certain in-stock 2025 Lund boats powered by a Mercury outboard, and up to $2,500 on certain in-stock low boats powered by a Mercury outboard, all waiting for your fall adventures to begin. So if you want to save some cash and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest, and let's not forget those fall color rides, come into Waterworks for that in-stock 2025 Lund or low boat rebate powered by a Mercury outboard, and enjoy a fun certified boat from Waterworks and save a ton of cash. Call them at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price. If fishing is your passion, then you, your friends, and family need to meet up at the monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country and is in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. And it has been educating anglers and family for over 5 decades. So don't just sit around and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the Hideaway Pub and Eatery, 9643 South 76th Street in Franklin, Wisconsin, this month, Tuesday, September 30th at 6 p.m., and hear fishing educator Mark O'Neill. His presentation will focus on the latest electronic technologies that now exist and how to use these technologies to target multi-species trophy fish on local lakes. He'll talk live sonars, installation, setup options, and more about powering your marine electronics. You don't want to miss this one, so become a better angler and come to the Wisconsin meeting of the Walleyes Unlimited USA September 30th at the Hideaway Pub and Eatery, 9643 South 76th Street in Franklin, Wisconsin, and next month, October 29th, at the Illinois American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee at 6 p.m. also. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more information. Be there and be a better angler.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, steady my heart, all these people that I know that are part of the Chicagoland Muskie Hunters, the Fox Valley Muskie Hunting Group, the Southside Muskie Hawks, and many other muskie groups throughout Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, and other parts of the country. I am talking with guide Jeff Van Remortel. And Jeff, you're a guide the northern Wisconsin, Green Bay, that area, is that correct?
I split my time between Green Bay for muskies and waterfowl, and then trout in the spring on the Great Lakes tributaries like Michigan. And then the rest of the year, I am in northern Wisconsin guiding muskies, walleyes, and ice fishing.
Okay. And what's the name of the guide service, by the way?
WDH Guide Service and also the Muskie Academy.
Okay, cool. Now, Jeff, I am not going to say this because I want you to tell everybody what you did, because if I said it, I'd be grabbing my heart because I'm going to have a gripper. What happened on your boat on June, what was it again?
June 4th,
2 days before my wedding anniversary.
Hey, happy belated. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you and your clients do?
So a customer of mine, Mike Jacoby, who's from your area down there, longtime fisherman, longtime customer of mine, friend. And we boated a 56 by 26 inch muskie on the Bay of Green Bay and broke the live release state record for Wisconsin.
56 inches long, 25 inches 20, around.
26.
Oh, excuse me. Don't want to teach on an inch.
It's an important number. Yeah.
26 inches around. Jeff,
I mentally cannot process looking at a fish, a muskie that big in my boat. I would have hit the floor. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a big fish, you know, and especially to catch them that clean and that beautiful, especially early in the year, you know, you equate that larger girth and stuff with, you know, later in the season. But the green bay fish are a little different. We do get those fish out there, do maintain that girth for a good chunk of the year versus, excuse me, other parts of the Great Lakes where they don't seem to bulk up till fall or other places around the country too. Fall mm-hmm. is kind of known as the heavyweight time. And our fish certainly do add a little bulk on the bay in the fall, but they do carry a very heavy body mass all the way through our season. That's just how they are out there.
I mean,
partially a food source thing, maybe partially a genetic thing, but probably a little bit of both.
I mean, it's okay. Two sides of the fence. It's a beautiful fish. There isn't one mismarked, cut, nick, missing scale, color. You know, I mean, this is a magnificent creature, and it's got the ugliest looking face with all those teeth, and it's got a set of eyes that look like bigger than yours. You know?
Yeah, it's a big fish.
But
yeah, they're a wild creature, man. You know, and you get one like that that's that beautifully marked, looks like it's never been touched by a human, aside from the fact that it did have a clip fin, so meaning it was a stocked fish from, you know, I don't know, roughly 24, 26 years ago would be my guess, somewhere in there, based on known ages of fish of that size that have, you know, died or been turned into and aged by either DNR or also by taxidermists, you know, like mm-hmm. sometimes they'll age them when they bring them in. And yeah. Yeah, so really, really a cool fish to think that fish has been swimming out there, and there's more of them. We actually caught another one, another 56-incher, and tied that state record on September 11th of this year. Customer of mine, Dave Pasula, also from Illinois, caught one there as well. It was a 24.5-inch girth in that one, so a little thinner fish. Carried the girth pretty well through. Back end didn't carry it all the way to the end, but it was still definitely a very, very, very big fish as well. Mm-hmm. So like I said, they're getting up there. There's a year class of them out there in that size class right now. We've kind of followed those up the last 4 or 5 years out there guiding and catching these things. And it's just kind of one of those things. We'll see how big they end up getting, you know?
Well, I mean, you literally, this is, you know, we're talking, this is a verified state record fish for the state of Wisconsin, caught and release. I mean,
yep.
What's the state muskie record for Wisconsin that was kept?
No, that's the, I think right now it's still the Louis Sprayfish. So a lot of contention and controversy around that, you know, different story for another time, but 69 pounds, 63 inches, 69 pounds and change and 63 inches
mm-hmm.
you know, dating back to, you know, many, many, many decades ago.
Yeah. A lot of decades.
I think a lot of things were different though. You know, I think even those guys back then is, you know, you had the, you know, your Cal Johnson, Art Lawton, and Louis Spray and all that stuff. And that's part of the reason, I think, also, where they wanted. There is something called the Modern Day World Record Program, too. But this program in particular started in 2017 in the state of Wisconsin. And it's they did set criteria. I can't remember. I think it's 75% of the historic record is what it has to be to even submit it.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. I think it's something like that. Don't quote me on that number. But there is a, you can't just go submit a 10-inch fish for a vacant category and it counts, right? It has to be a quality fish. And one of the reasons for verifying this too is to bring some attention to this program. It's been around since 2017, hasn't got a lot of press, a lot of attention. Even when I had broke this, you know, they didn't do any press release. There was nothing like that. I still haven't even got my certificate yet. I'm not sure what takes, you know, 3 months plus to get a certificate. We're all going to do is fill it in, but you know,
it is the government. You know?
Well, exactly. So maybe we could use a little doge-like efficiency streaming at the DNR there. I'm not sure, but anyway, all kidding aside, it's one of those things where I don't know. I think it's a great program. I think it's something, you know, this record will be broken. Like I said, we tied it this year. This is the sixth fish between 55 and 56 and a quarter that we had in my boat
mm-hmm.
From the waters of Green Bay in the last 3 years. And our average out there for a number of fish and size of fish is pretty impressive. It's a really impressive fishery. So it will be broken or there or somewhere else. Could be broken elsewhere in the state, of course, too. But I just think it's really important. There's a lot of other species on that list, and I think it's really a cool program that deserves a little light shed on it and a little attention brought to it. And I think this fish did a good job of doing that.
Okay, now let's get down to the meat. What did you get out? I mean, what were you using out there that this fish said, I'm going to eat that?
The fish was caught on a regular swimming dog. It was a custom color from Muskie Innovations from about 3 or 4 years ago that I picked up. Actually, I picked that color up especially for Green Bay. It was like a white body with a blue back. I can't remember what they called it, but it was a show special. It wasn't available on the website or anything like that. Just one they did for a show. I picked up a couple of bulldogs in that color as well mm-hmm. as well as the swimming dog, and just kind of saved that in my Green Bay box. I didn't really run it up north or anything because I mean, you know, white is always a good color historically on Green Bay. That's a known thing out there. White is a pretty good color, especially in those swim baits, whether it be a Poseidon or a swimming dog or whatever. And so I kind of kept it in that section of baits, and lo and behold, I was throwing that. Those paddle tail baits are pretty good bait out there in the spring, and spring in general. But those fish out there do seem to really love those paddle tails that time of year. And then my customer was throwing a double eight from Pandemonium Tackle and Marvin. And he had a hot follow on that bait basically simultaneously to me catching his fisher, like immediately beforehand. We were working a weed flat there, and he was casting off the right side of the boat. I was off the left because it was just him and myself in the boat. He's kind of casting a wider net, fishing a weed flat there. And he just had one come in. I saw a piece of the fish kind of glancing over my shoulder, you know, at him. He's like, oh, here comes one. But I couldn't tell how close it was to him. I asked him, I was like, well, was it on it? You know, he's like, oh, yeah, she was right on it. You know, nose in the skirt and about a 48 incher. And she just didn't eat it, you know, didn't do the cool thing. And I was like, well, you know, it's good. We got moon coming here. Weather conditions were good. And the really narrow window for weather and moon for the couple of days I was down there for guiding this year. Early season Green Bay. And I was really like mid sentence when I was talking to him, looking at him still. And all of a sudden I just got crushed, you know, wailed on the cast and your brain goes, I'm stuck on something. And then it was kind of the, you know, immediate like, oh yeah, we're musky fishing, you know, oh yeah, it's probably a fish, right. You know, it's too deep for we, you know, it's just one of those, you know, all happens inside of a millisecond, of course. And then she started giving those big gator shakes, you know, and I had a muskie on a good fish. I did not think it was as big as it ended up being, even all the way up into getting it into the net.
That was my question. When did you realize that this thing that you thought you snagged a log, and then it started shaking, giving the gator shake, and then it probably rolled a few times, and then you get it? When did you get it close enough to the boat to go, oh my God?
You know, I took it around. It was a really calm morning. It was real cloudy, real calm. You know, that time of year, the water's relatively clear. You can see pretty well. And I thought it was going to be one of those super fat 54s, you know, 53, 54. It's early in the season. You know, the season just opened on Memorial Day weekend. So it was only about 8 days into the season or whatever. And I saw it. I was like, wow, it's a very good fish. Really, you know, took it around the boat a bunch of times. Just kind of just hanging on by a thread kind of deal. Wasn't, you know, not terrible, but not great. You know, but he's still a fish that size. There's a lot of power. It's calm. Like, I just babied it until I had a shot. Mike had a couple of chances where it's like, maybe going to have a shot at it with the net. And I'm just like, it just didn't work out. He didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't like that. I mean, I shouldn't say he had chances. He didn't really have a chance to net it until he did. But it was one of those things where she's getting close and then she just took off. It's kind of let her free spool out a little bit and worked her back. It's just, there's an incredible amount of power in a fish that size when they're hanging on, you know, by you can see the bait. Right. So that's never good. And, you know, it's not like she had it choked or anything. It was, you know, one of those things. We did get her in the net, and then it was a couple head shakes and the bait was free and we sighed relief, you know. But I thought it was going to be one of those real hefty 54s or so. And when I knew it was big was, quite frankly, about when I put it on the bump board. You know, I go to lift it out. I saw how wide it was when he netted it. You know, he netted it, and the fish kind of flopped over the side and into the bag, and he saw the belly on it because until that point it had remained vertical, you know, in the water. They're just up and down like a normal swimming fish, and you can't really see the depth of it. Now, they always look big in the water, right? I was like, ooh, that is a good one, you know, and then got it on the bump board, and I didn't have it squared up yet. I had it against the right angle, but I kind of just, you pick up that big fish. It's so heavy. You put it down and I kind of just glanced at the tail before I glanced at the head, and it was darn near to the end of a 60 inch bump board. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute here. You know, seeing it like 58 ish, you know, I was expecting it, but I hadn't even cinched it up yet. You know, I mean, and then just like, whoa, you know, and then I was like, then I slid it up and looked back to the right after I bumped the head up there, and it was a 56. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, that's an awesome fish, you know. Like I said, when they get that fat, it kind of throws off your perception. I mean, it's just an amazing fish to begin with, but just wasn't quite calibrated. You know what I mean? June 4th, you're used to catching some smaller fish. It's start of the season. We had an awesome opening week. Probably landed, I don't know, 25 fish up north before I'd come down there. Even we had a great opening weekend. I think we landed 19 for the weekend, 13 opening day. And, you know, but the biggest fish at that point was, you know, 44, 45. So measured that fish, and yeah, it was really
that's definitely
when it went on the bump board. To answer your question, when it hit the bump board, I was like, "Oh my God, that's way bigger."
That's when you said, "Oh geez, we gotta make a phone call."
Right. Well, and even when you lift it up, you know, you lift it out of the net, it's just like, "Oh God," there's just so much weight there. But again, it's early in the season, you know, you're not really calibrated, right? It's just not not to that point yet. You know, it's just the first week of the season, first 8 days of the season, and it was really a great way to start the year.
I'm looking at a picture of you holding it up. And when
don't let the smile fool you. It's so funny as the people like you couldn't hold it that way if it was that big. I'm like, dude, you have no idea. The video footage of me holding the fish is absolutely hilarious. I'm just like, I'm holding it, you know, keeping it nice and secure, and I'm just like, all right, ready, you know. And he's like, yep. And it just kind of put a smile on your face. It's like, you know, there's this old man grunt of like, I'm not ready for this, and like, take the picture through your teeth kind of deal. And yeah, and the picture turned out amazing. He did a really good job on it, which was super exciting because
that's good.
It's hard to do a fish that big justice, if I'm being quite honest. I've taken pictures of a lot of big fish in my boat, and doing them justice when they're really, really big is harder. You can make a fat 48 or 50 look a lot bigger than a 56, you know, it's just because there's just not enough. You run out of room. You know what I mean? It's just, and it's just with the phone, right? It's not a special camera, nothing like
that. No, and you're not holding it out because it's so big.
No,
you're,
God, you can't.
Your elbow is next to your, you know, side of your body.
My elbow is jammed so hard into my pelvis in that picture. It's not even funny. Yeah, it's definitely. Well,
congratulations to awesome, you, my friend. Awesome fish. Congratulations to you, Jeff. And what was the guy from Illinois on your boat? What was his name?
His name is Mike Jacoby. Is his name
Mike Jacoby?
And we've had some. We've had some. You know, it's kind of funny. I get one or two people, very few out of all the, you know, hundreds and people I comment. It's like, you know, it's the you caught this and you're out with a customer and you're guiding, and it's like, man, I don't think it could happen with a better guy. We fish together a lot. He always comes by himself, and you know, he was just as pumped for me, probably more so than I was, honestly. We've had some great days together. We had a 5-fish day a couple years ago with a 52.5 biggest. We had a 10-fish day out there this year, 10 for 14, you know, and, you know, it was, I mean, we've caught a lot of big fish up north as well, northern Wisconsin. Like one lake we went to, we had a first cast in the lake. He caught a 48 or 49. I can't remember, 48 and change, I think it was. I mean, we've caught a lot of big fish together, and it's just, we fish well together, and we have a lot of fun. And it's really just one of those team things. You know what I mean? Especially when you're just fishing out there and you get surprised by a nibble like that. It's just, everybody's on fire. And I mean, once we realized how big it was, like after we had taken the measurements, then it took me a minute to calm down. And in fact, as soon as I got done, the bait was still fine. It was still serviceable, and I clipped it on his line, and maybe 20 casts later, we wanted to take advantage of moon there. You try to get back into it as soon as you can, especially when you know the weather's going to clear and things are going to be over. And a few minutes later, and he popped a 40, 45 ish. Muskie on that same bait, and then that was basically it for action for the rest of the day as far as eats go. We moved a bunch more fish, but those are the only nibbles we had. So
is there a phone number associated that you can give out too?
Yep, 920-639-6286. That is definitely the best way to reach me. Text is usually best because I am with customers. This is my full-time job. This is not a part-time hobby. I'm on the water with customers a good chunk of the year, pretty much every day. So from through the winter through spring, summer, fall. So
sure. It's 920-639-6286. Is that right?
That is correct.
And give Jeff a buzz. Tell him you heard him on Chauncey. And Jeff, I congratulations is not the right word to say, but congratulations.
You,
I mean, because the smile on your face, I imagine, you know, your buddy also in the boat, you both did a great job. And the beauty of it is, that boy or girl is still out there waiting for somebody else.
Oh, yeah. No, she released great. I mean, the minute I put her back in the water, she tried to take off. And it was just one of those like, hold on a second here. You know, just make sure she's good. And, and she, she released beautifully. Water temps were 60, 61 degrees.
Oh,
and
good.
Like I said, hit the bag, couple head shakes. She popped right off. We had all the stuff ready to go. So, I mean, she could not have been a cleaner release. So she's good to go. She's out there somewhere.
Get a replica mount on that thing, because that is
I will. Yeah, Rick Lax of Lax Reproductions. Yeah. Rick Lax will be doing the replica of that, and that fish should be with us at all of the muskie shows. If you're ever looking to find me at a muskie show, whether that's Chicago, Milwaukee, Wausau, or Minnesota, you can always find me in the Lax Reproductions booth. That fish should be with us for the show season this year. At least that's the plan right now.
When you come down to Chicago for the show season, please make sure you connect with me, okay?
Yeah, I'll be in the Lax booth, man. Come look me up.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Hey, have a good one, man. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Chauncey here for Waterworks. Grab your gear and life jackets and come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, who want to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering till September 28th up to $6,000 rebate on certain in-stock 2025 Lund boats powered by a Mercury outboard and up to $2,500 on certain in-stock low boats powered by a Mercury outboard, all waiting for your fall adventures to begin. So if you want to save some cash and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest, and let's not forget those fall color rides, come into Waterworks for that in-stock 2025 Lund or low boat rebate powered by your Mercury outboard and enjoy a fun certified boat from Waterworks and save a ton of cash. Call them at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey Price.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And don't forget, October 11th, I'll be at Darvin Furniture between 11 and 1 p.m. and talking about the new Field and Stream line, and also have a drawing. I want everybody to come and sign up for the drawing to go out fishing with me and Captain Tony in the spring. Do some little cohoing and have a great time. Please come on out. Darvin Furniture. It's like 154th and LaGrange Road. We also have the fishing report from Western Michigan for my grandson, Aiden. That's brought to you by Waterworks Marine, who've got a big announcement coming. I hope next week we'll be able to do it. It's a new line of boats they're bringing in. But Aiden says, "Papa, thanks for the birthday gift Grandpa sent me. Grandma sent me." Obviously, he knows who does it all. He said, "We went out by St. Joe River and fishing was pretty good. We did well beyond 100 feet of water. Most fish we caught were on spoons. Some anglers said they got a mixed bag of trout and salmon. A few fish were caught inside of 60 feet of water. Better fishing was out deeper, though, I think. But our Grand River near my house is so low, I'm very worried about it. We need a lot of rain. And I mean a lot of rain." Yeah, the photos I saw of the Grand River are really scary. See you soon, your fishing magician, Aiden. And P.S., thank you for the birthday gift. Cool. Glad the kid enjoyed it. Hey, Grand Traverse Bay, they're fishing the Boardman River, right, for the salmon, about 50 to 70 feet of water. That activity is doing pretty good there. Lake trout are being caught in the East Traverse Bay, trolling the Elk Rapids area in 100 to 130 feet of water. Don't forget that. one of my favorite little spots, Little Stoijen Bay in Wisconsin. They're limited to moderate fishing pressure. Just haven't been a lot of people out there. I don't know what's going on, but they're getting a few fish. Water temperatures around 68 degrees. In the Forest Preserve lakes, we're seeing some good activity in the Cook County Forest Preserves. Pretty much up until the sun gets up really high in the day, and if it's a cloudy day, you get pop fish. Really, surface baits are working well around any kind of weeds. Frogs are a good sign because this is frog migration time, but live bait is the key. Live bait is the key right now. Minnows on a bobber. Woo-hoo, baby, you can have a good time. Panfish, give me a little bitty thing. I love it. Hey, this is National Hunting and Fishing Days. They call it Public Lands Day now. I like National Hunting and Fishing Days. That's what Congress originally, you know, made this holiday for. So get out, enjoy the outdoors, and be part of it. And, you know, it's here for us to all enjoy. And a little note I got from Florida that two hunters and their hunting dogs were found dead near a water canal in Highland County, Florida. Ready for this? All of them were hit by lightning. Wow. The two hunters and their dogs. I got this from the Highlands County Sheriff's Office. Man, that's crazy if you think about it. Also, the Friends of the NRA have their DuPage County Friends of the NRA. It's a fundraiser dinner. It's all raffles, good times. You can't go wrong. Great food, great camaraderie, and I got to tell you, some pretty good drinks, too. So let's not pass that up. I'm trying to think of everything we talked about. Oh, I hear the flute. Mario's saying he's got to get ready for sports memorabilia. And on this National Hunting and Fishing Days, I like to say this is from my friend Apensui Majuat, a Native American proverb. It says, autumn is the second spring when the leaves have the colors of the flowers. Think about that one. Autumn is the second spring when the leaves have all the colors of the flowers. That's very true. Hey, please remember, we do not own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We honestly are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on your favorite, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thanks, Mario.